You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Could AI unplug global jobs? Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good Monday morning to you. A report from the International Monetary Fund says that in the future, about 4 in 10 jobs around the world could be affected by artificial intelligence. It says advanced economies could be hit the hardest. The BBC's tech reporter Chris Vallance can tell us more. Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
So when we say it's going to affect 40% of jobs, what does the IMF mean there?
It's an open question whether that means jobs are going to be automated away, or if in some cases maybe AI will be a useful partner in work. But they certainly say it's going to cause disruption. It could certainly cause worsening inequality, according to the report, and it won't have an even effect between different types of economy and different types of country. So in advanced economies, 60% of jobs could be affected. In low-income countries, that number falls down to 26%.
Going back to that inequality point, is that how, that difference between how AI is going to work in different economies?
Well, I think they said that older workers might be particularly disadvantaged because they are less likely to be able to adapt, is the argument. I mean, you know, as an older person, perhaps I might sort of say, well, you know, old dogs can learn new tricks.
No, Chris, but you're not that old.
But certainly, yes, it is harder, isn't it, when you're older, you don't have the same access to education. You know, their argument is it might be harder for older workers to adapt, and certainly that it might have more impact on lower income workers.
Chris Vallance, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now let's see the numbers. The German economy contracted in the final quarter of last year and over the full year by 0.3%, and Indian stocks reached record levels as leading IT companies posted strong earnings, with the Nifty 50 index rising 0.6%, crossing the historic 22,000-point milestone for the first time.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, in Switzerland, two British brothers from London, Stuart and Louis Hearn, are on trial charged with stealing Ming Dynasty porcelain worth nearly $3.7 million. They're accused of being part of a gang who raided the Museum of Far Eastern Art in Geneva in 2019. The BBC's Thomas McIntosh has more.
The Swiss authorities say the two brothers broke into the museum by smashing a pane on the front door and then shattering a display case. Two bowls and a vase from the Chinese Ming Dynasty, famed for its blue and white porcelain, were stolen, according to Swiss prosecutors who successfully extradited the Aherns in 2022. The trial is a result of a joint investigation with the Metropolitan Police, who helped their Swiss counterparts with the identification of suspects and recovering two of the three stolen artefacts. One bowl taken in the raid turned up for sale at a Hong Kong auction house, while another item was found in a Mayfair hotel after an undercover police sting.
Thomas McIntosh reporting. The Africa Cup of Nations soccer tournament has kicked off, and with Ivory Coast hosting, it's a chance to present a new image to the world, more than a decade after the end of a bitter civil war. The BBC's James Copnell has been travelling around the economic capital, Abidjan.
Abidjan is getting used to this, another big opening of an infrastructure project. $1 billion has been spent on this Africa Cup of Nations, on stadiums, roads, bridges, and it's changing the country. There are building sites all over this city, small projects and big. This is a hotel and residential complex in Makari, not that far from the international airport. And the infrastructure boom, the economic conditions in Ivory Coast are bringing in people from all around the world.
Alain Bretagnol, I am one of the partners of Architecture Studio, international architectural company which is based in Paris.
You're doing a fair bit of business in Ivory Coast right now. Is that something that is likely to continue?
Oh, yeah, sure. We established a company here. We have different projects in Ivory Coast.
And why? Why Ivory Coast?
Well, it's a leading country in terms of economic boom and also construction.
Now, if you go in the country, you can see nice roads, you can see nice stadium, you can see hospital, very big hospital.
This is Idriss Diallo, the president of the Ivorian Football Federation. Not all the construction around the country is linked to the Africa Cup of Nations, but much of it is.
We use the AFCON as an opportunity to build the country and try to make Cote d'Ivoire to be a hub in West Africa about all the football and sport activities.
Andre is stacking the corrugated iron, what's left of his roof, the only thing left, in fact, of his small restaurant that was on the side of the road in Abobo Benville, an Abidjan neighbourhood. And he says it was destroyed to make the city look pretty for the Africa Cup of Nations.
They knocked down all the outlets along the road. I had opened this place just 2 weeks ago. Now that it's been destroyed, I don't know what to do. I don't know why exactly they did this, but some say it's because of the Africa Cup of Nations.
This tournament and everything surrounding it has already made losers as well as winners. For now, though, most, like the young footballers strutting their stuff here on a simple, dusty pitch, seem happy enough to get caught up in the excitement. In Ivory Coast, I'm the BBC's James Copnell for Marketplace.
And in the UK, I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.